Hello, viewers.
I'm sorry.
Hello, listeners.
What's going on out there? This is Mega Ran, and as you may know, you are listening to Matt Mania. This isn't just any Matt Mania. This is a special Matt Mania that is on location. I'm in Dallas. I literally just came back from WrestleMania. My voice is pretty shot, but I'm really excited about bringing you the reaction podcast of WrestleMania 32 from Dallas. I didn't just give you my reaction. I didn't just give you one special guest reaction. I walked around the AT&T Stadium with my homie T-Call, and we actually interviewed real people just fresh off the moment and asked them their impressions of Mania. So I talked to some different people from different walks of life, different places, different countries, males and females. And I got a wide range of opinions, from greatest Mania ever to terrible Mania and all kinds of stuff. Me personally, I gave it a C. I say that and I'll say why mostly in this podcast within my talks with people. I wound up telling you why. But overall, I just felt like these stories did not progress effectively and or they didn't end effectively. There was just a lot of buildup into nothing really changing. So, I don't know. I was really disappointed, but I feel like wrestling events shouldn't be fan service. But at the same time, I just don't feel like the results and the potential for making these results more interesting was not, I don't feel like it was fully taken advantage of. So, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I gave it a C, maybe even a C minus if you keep playing with me. If I keep thinking about it, if I watch it again, it might be even worse. Nah, I don't know. But being there definitely knocks it up a few notches. I popped like a mug when all the different appearances happened. But I won't spoil too much if you've seen it. And we're going to talk about it a lot. Like at least, I got like at least 30 minutes of crowd reaction stuff. So this is real people, live on the street, son, interviewing me and T-Call. So, of course, you can go always catch us on Twitter. I'm at MegaRan. He's at Teak_Hall. And I appreciate you guys for listening, as always. Quick tour dates and thank yous. I want to thank WrestleCon for being amazing and hosting us. We sat next to some real cool people. We were next to Ricochet. On the other side was Chris Hero. Right behind us was RVD. Like, it was amazing. You'll see my pictures go up on Instagram, which is Random Beats. And it was pretty amazing. Absolutely. I was in a sandwich with One Man Gang and RVD. And I thought that was so dope. One Man Gang, y'all don't know nothing about him unless you remember the old UWF days. But real quick, I'm not sure when my next podcast will be, even though I've recorded a bunch of episodes. So I'm not sure. But I just want to give you tour dates so you can go out and go get them. If you go to megaran.com/shows, you will see that I have spots on the Morning Glory tour with Sadistic, and we are going out real soon. They're already out, actually, so if you are in the Southwest or Southeast, make sure you catch them. We'll be with Weird Science, Upgrade, Early Adopted, and of course Sadistic. April 10th, Metro Gallery. April 12th, Kung Fu Necktie, Philly. April 13th, Stanhope House, Stanhope, New Jersey. April 15th, Flashback Lounge, Watertown, New York. April 16th, not with those guys, will be in Ithaca, New York at Cornell. April 17th, at The Space with Chesky, and that's in Hamden, Connecticut. All right, there'll be more to come. Right after that is PAX East. There's a Syracuse show as well. So I'll be telling you much more about that real soon. Thank you guys so much. I want to shout out my lovely wife, Rachel, for being so understanding of me always being on the road. Got to thank Austin Creed, a.k.a. Xavier Woods, for showing us love as usual. And I want to thank you for being an amazing group of people who listen to these shows. So I'm going to end it with a track with me, T-Call, and Collateral from their Vader vs. Foley record called R. You ready? And if you are ready, we go into the streets.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mega Ran. We're on a live on location in front of AT&T Stadium, Dallas, Texas. Just set an attendance record, 101,000 for WrestleMania 32. The show was Interesting. We're getting some mixed reviews. Real quick, I gave the show a C. I'll go into more detail later, but I did give it a C. But right now, it's not about me, because I'll do my reaction later. It's about people on the street. I found an average Joe. What's your name, average Joe?
Brian from Boston.
Brian from Boston. So, Brian, you doing good?
We doing good, man.
Okay, did you enjoy the show?
Overall, yeah. Lesnar and Ambrose.
Hold on, before I say that, because I wanted you to do it a certain way, let me ask you. Tell us what your high point of the night was, and tell us what your low point of the night was.
High point of the night was, I'm going to go with the New Day match. I thought that was very entertaining. The whole The Rock and HBK coming out after, I thought that was very entertaining.
That was cool. That was cool.
It was
huge.
Fun.
Like seeing Foley, seeing HBK.
The crowd in it. They got the legends in it. The letdown was absolutely Ambrose and Reigns. It was quick. It was slow. Nothing happened.
Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, you mean?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Ambrose and Brock Lesnar.
Okay, let's real quick. It was advertised as a street fight. They did not probably leave the ring, I don't think, for more than a second. And the match was probably maybe 10 minutes, if I'm being generous. It might have maybe been 10 minutes.
Hold on. And the fact that Brock kept breaking weapons in half
when
weapons were supposed to be used.
And then it ends after 1F5. Usually, you know, people kick out at least out of 1F5.
Yeah, like, he gave him one. He gave him one. Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bro.
Hey, you also from Boston?
Yep.
We're just recording people's reactions to Mania. Do you mind if I just ask you? Oh, you dropped some money, bro. You mind if I quickly ask you how you felt about Mania?
Yeah.
All right, what did you think?
It was pretty exciting. My first WrestleMania was pretty badass. Yeah.
I popped a lot, but what's the moment where you popped the loudest?
Where you just went nuts?
Oh, when The Rock came out. Okay. The Rock and Cena actually made HBK. They brought a lot of good people back. So.
Quick question: Did you sing "John Cena Sucks" when he came down?
Yes, I did.
And you're from Boston, both of you, right?
I didn't say it.
Hold on, now let me ask you.
You're both Massachusetts folks.
So we were talking about this when we were inside WrestleMania. Do you like John Cena?
Yeah, I like him as a guy.
Okay. So is saying John Cena sucks just the thing to do? Because
it's not. It doesn't mean you think he sucks. It's just what you do.
Right? I stopped watching wrestling when John Cena started wrestling, and now I just recently got back into it. And I don't have a problem with John Cena nowadays. When he came out, I got excited. But I still sang John Cena Sucks.
Yeah, we jumped up so that we could sing John Cena Sucks. Bring him new music, give him a new thing, it might work out.
Bringing it back, Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac, man.
Jumping off the hell on a cell.
Much respect to Shane for doing that.
Dude.
I heard he got like some legit injuries.
Yeah. Good for Shane O'Mac. I wish he would have won, but the fact that we got to see Shane O'Mac, you can't beat that.
So my complaint about that match is that nothing changes now. Like they did 2 months of build up. Oh, you're gonna get control of Raw. You're gonna get these secrets out. Nothing changes.
Yeah, so
Undertaker wins again.
Where do you go
from here?
That's the question I want to ask you guys. Are you excited to see Raw tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or did WrestleMania let you down to the point?
They're going to bring up something really big tomorrow.
They got to bring something big. They're probably going to start the show with Vince and maybe do something.
Seth Rollins is going to come back and challenge Reigns for SummerSlam.
Good idea.
That's what I'm thinking. I hope so.
Reigns and Rollins at SummerSlam.
I've been hoping for a Reigns-Dean Ambrose feud myself.
Yeah,
I think they're going to say that to next Mania.
Yeah, next Mania.
Next Mania.
John Cena versus The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, I believe you on that. I
think another retirement gimmick?
Every time it's going to be, if you don't win, you're finished.
You're fired!
Fire!
Good Vince impression. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for chatting, man. Oh, did you get your food? Did you order? Oh, he's got a drink.
You guys, peace.
All right, y'all. Take care. All right. So we got two reactions from two ordinary guys about Mania, and they kind of felt like how we felt. And I'm going to find another. And while I do that, I'm going to eat some of these badass fries. Let me tell you what's in them real quick. Badass fries contain French fries, shredded brisket, 4-cheese Mexican-style blend, bacon, jalapeno, chipotle aioli, and jalapeno cream. Fatty goodness. All right. And then I'm going to start my diet. Promise.
We're doing a podcast and we're getting fans' reactions to the WrestleMania. You guys want to be on it?
Yeah, lovely.
All right. Can we talk about real quick? What's your name?
I'm Dan. I'm from the UK. Okay.
It's called Matt Mania. Where are you from?
From the UK, from Leeds, England.
From Leeds.
Yeah.
All right. That is Sherlock Holmes' favorite city in the UK. Get it? Because it's Leeds, like he's a detective. That was terrible.
It was stressful.
But anyway. All right, overall, WrestleMania thoughts. What did you think?
I really loved it. I probably in the minority. I could tell the crowd were not happy, especially during the main event. But I really enjoyed it. I
mean,
there was just so many exceptional moments. You had Austin coming back. You had Foley. You had Shawn Michaels, DDP, and I know that speaks volumes for where the current product is. If we're so excited about the older guys,
but
that's what made the show as a one-off show. Best ever. What it does for tomorrow night, very little.
Like, it didn't do much for storyline progression, but for the you know.
Let me question this guy. I really want to get this.
Ah, that's a good point. What's your name, sir, and where are you from?
Enzo from Doncaster in England.
Enzo, like Enzo and Big Cass.
Yeah, not as good looking.
How you doing? I was talking to this guy off the mic, and he said that he's been to two WrestleManias. Which ones
did you
say?
This one.
Okay,
this one.
This is my second as well.
So he said he'd been to 28. And what did you say about this WrestleMania today?
For me, when you told me you gave your C+ rating, this one here for me is probably the best WrestleMania I've been to.
Well, you only been to two, so
right,
okay.
I've been to two, but I've seen all of them. So
all right, so this is the best one.
So absolutely.
High point, wow. Low point of tonight.
Okay, high point of tonight, I think it was the whole the old school factor. You had Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley come in, The Rock came, Shaq implement Snoop Dogg, you know. And I think the low point, in no disrespect, because it did end quite well, and again, like you said, it doesn't give much for next week and the future, but the final match, Triple H and Roman Reigns, I think Roman didn't get much of an opportunity to do anything.
So you're telling me that was a bigger letdown for you than Dean Ambrose and Brock's 5-minute fake street fight?
He didn't need to do anything on Dean Ambrose. He just had to take the punishment and stand up and laugh in his face, and he did.
That's all you want Dean Ambrose
That's
to do?
That's a good point.
So Dean Ambrose is the new Mick Foley to you, right?
Not
he
yet.
Just gets beat up and take the punishment. And
Not yet. But that's what he had to do. He had to take some hits, take some punishment, take some F5s, take some suplexes, and keep fighting back.
And still smiling. Yeah.
And that's what people expected.
Shane
did too.
In Undertaker's face like 5 times, he said, come on, man. Give me more.
Bring it. I'm really impressed with Shane. That was, I guess, my highlight, seeing him hop off that cage. Like, oh, wow.
That was crazy.
Well,
nuts.
There's one instance, it was hilarious. We just sat down and I said, look, he's going to climb up.
You didn't think he was going to
climb
up?
I was like, he's not going to do it. The cage is too high. He's higher than in Foley's day. I was like, there's no way.
And when he broke it open, I thought he was going to go up.
And then when he went up a little bit, I was like, he'll just jump off halfway up. You know, like Shawn did when Shawn did a more of a controlled fall back in 97.
Oh.
Then when he got up to the very top, I was like, oh my God, he's going to die.
I thought he was going to die.
And he broke 3 ribs.
Yeah, really.
Dude, that's what I heard, so I don't know.
It's already been announced.
Oh man, I hope. Jeez, that guy's crazy.
He's got some guts though, and also to be fair, Steph took that spear like a trooper.
Oh, yeah.
She took it like a champ.
Took that spear.
She went down quicker than. Let's not say on
what
that.
What I enjoy about that spear is that they finally got Roman over with it. He was getting booed the whole match until he.
I think that's
Stephanie.
The one move that
and
got a pop.
Everybody hates
I think
Stephanie
that's why as well.
That's why it happened. They were like, "Oh, we hate Stephanie." So if they ever were you expecting any any swerves or turns today?
Yeah, I was really hoping for a Roman heel turn. Tomorrow night, just run. I wanted the Austin Brett double turn. I want Trips to turn full on face, get the NXT guys behind him, or maybe the Balor Club tomorrow.
I haven't heard that one yet. That's a good one.
Yeah, if Triple H brings up the Balor Club tomorrow, and Roman comes out and says, man, you fans were never behind me. Screw you guys. Double turn.
I did this on my own.
Double turn could happen.
Ask you if you've heard this of the Samoan stable storyline.
No.
Roman Reigns turning heel, getting the Usos and Samoa Joe.
Oh.
Starting a Samoan dynasty stable.
You see,
against the Balor Club, that would be freaking awesome.
That would be great. But see, I think we're thinking about it way more than these guys are thinking about
probably.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're you like,
need to hire us.
Just give them a match and they'll keep coming back.
But no, a really cracking show. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I give it a C, honestly. I felt like this is my third Mania. I saw, which one was in 2009? That was Shawn Michaels' last match in Phoenix against Taker.
Yeah, that was a good show.
And then I saw last year's, which Seth Rollins made it all worth it, at the end. And this one, it just left a lot to be desired for me. But, like you said, the best parts were the old guys coming back.
and got so, genuine high pops as well.
I was really upset that there's no story progression, but I think Raw is where everything's going to...
And I thought I was going to be excited
we can start fresh.
Match, and during the new women's title match,
hey, that's good looking.
Sasha screwed up that bank statement a few times. I was like...
It seemed a little... Maybe they were nervous. Maybe it was with sloppy. But it's a huge stage. But I'm excited. What do you think about that, with them giving him a women's title? And
I think he's great. I mean, time for that? Again, it's one of those things of fans that have hated that butterfly belt for so long. They've hated everything it represents.
It's kind of like a toy. I tell them all the time. Yeah. Like, it looks like a girl's toy. Like,
it's kind of ironic that Brie Bella got such a good send-off tonight, because she's, for me, both of those Bellas have been the epitome of divas as opposed to women wrestlers.
Yeah.
And yet,
that was kind of the beginning of the divas.
Yeah, thing. And now they're leaving, everyone's got a right rose tinted glasses for those two. But those two have been terrible for years. I mean, they really have.
But women's title looks sexy, though.
Yeah, looks, hopefully. Yeah, it's
I would buy that.
I got excited straight away.
I was like, this is awesome. Like,
I wanted to be the girl. That's for me.
Well, they've got the replica in the shop right now.
They have them in the shop right now. Right on the truck. Yeah, I'd actually think about it. They were quick with that.
Very
they
quick.
Announced it at the pre-show, and they have them on the truck for sale.
Yeah.
See, they don't miss a dollar, man.
Wait, they have what on for sale?
That new women's belt.
Already?
Said.
Yeah, but the ladder match was amazing. That was a great start.
Oh, that was a great way to start. I don't know.
What a great ending. So well booked.
Great start. I'm super happy for Zach. Like,
one more question.
I thought that was awesome.
You guys want to go get some food? We didn't talk about this. Did you guys watch the pre-show?
Yes.
Did you like the pre-show?
Yeah.
Were you here for it, or are you watching on TV?
Yeah.
Right back in Callisto, y'all think that was a good match?
It got us warmed up. It got us warmed up. Okay. That's all I'll say.
It was time to set my Wi-Fi up, get my Twitter on board, take some photographs.
Okay. I'll never watch it again, but it was what it was.
We weren't here yet, but we were watching it on TV, and we said we felt like it was disrespectful to the U.S. title to the first match in a pre-show.
Yeah.
After John Cena held that title and defended it every night.
And made great matches happen. Like,
Well, they lose interest quickly, don't they? That's all you need to say.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah. All right. So, thank you guys so much. So, lastly, give it a grade. A to F, give it a grade. What do you think overall of Mania?
For the night, A.
A?
For the night.
Good stuff. You are very generous, sir. Thank you. They are nicer in the UK.
I'm not sure about that, but thank you.
Really?
Thanks for coming out.
Lastly, your vote for the show, your grade for the show, A through F.
Oh, definitely, I think a B+.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's not bad. You can't argue with a B+. So, they set a record of attendance, and they pleased the fans. I guess there's not much else you can ask for. So, we'll see what happens overall. But thank you guys so much for your time. My hands are all full. I'll give you an elbow. My show's called Matt Mania, so you guys can check it out online. It'll be on iTunes, yeah. All right, guys. Take care. Enjoy your time out.
Hold on. I got something for you guys.
I'm going to...
Yeah, some stickers.
That was smart. I didn't even bring any stickers.
That's my Instagram.
I'm going to eat some of my fries, so I'm going to have to hand off my phone. All right. I've got to hand off the phone so I can eat a little bit. So, Teek, you can hold this and give us some. Oh, shoot. I got no free hands.
I know. Hold it for a second. Let me pick these stickers up.
All right. No problem. Okay. So, again, we're still outside of beautiful AT&T Stadium. We watched most of it on the big screen, but that was cool.
Okay.
We're in our nosebleeds. People are walking out with their commemorative chairs.
I know what I'm gonna do now. We got to get a female.
Sitting on Roman Reigns' face for the rest of the show.
It's not video, it's just audio. We've got some guys, but we haven't got any girls looking at you, sure?
You don't mind? This is going to ask you what you thought of the show. She's very nervous. All right. Okay, Teek, handle it. I'm going to eat.
All right, it's Teek Hall out here getting fan reactions for WrestleMania. Hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
Oh, okay, Jessica. So, did you enjoy WrestleMania tonight?
Yes.
Okay. What was your high point of the night and your low point of the night match-wise?
Well, the low point was the main event. I just didn't like all the boos.
Oh, so you're a Roman fan?
Yes, I am.
Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you.
He's a woman, that's why.
Yeah, man. He's definitely a ladies' man. So what was your high point?
Probably when Zack Ryder one and
Baron Corbin. Oh, man, and nobody's
Baron
talked Corbin. About that.
Yeah.
Those are good moments of the match that nobody's Zach talked
sign.
About.
I had a sign
you
there.
You were for him all the time. Yes. I felt really good.
Zack Ryder, we hope you're a fighting champion.
I felt good. Like, his story is so dope. Like, for him to come back up, I was really excited. Like, I'm glad he got a moment. I'm really glad he got
all
it.
All these people behind him just, woo, woo,
like, yeah, he
woo,
was so over.
Going. Yeah, exactly.
I love the fact that he was over. No one was like, who's this guy? What's happening?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the whole time I was like, man, I want Dolph Ziggler to win, though. I'm a Dolph fan. I feel like they job him out all the time and don't give him his shine. But, I mean, let's hope this Ryder guy is a fighting champion. That's all I hope. I don't want to see somebody hold the belt and not, you know.
Drop it tomorrow. Yeah, no, don't.
So, officially, what would you give your grade tonight as far as like an ABC, you know, of what WrestleMania got for you?
I guess A-.
A-,
yeah.
Big grades. What about you, sir?
I was going to say the same thing, that women's match, and that stole the show.
Yeah?
It stole the show.
Awesome. Nice segue off that. How do you feel about the women's title? Do you think that it was time for that, to get rid of that Divas piece of shit belt and give them an actual title?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was a toy, right? Did you think it was a toy, the Divas title?
I don't know. The butterfly just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want my daughter growing up with a Divas title, a women's title. I said I'll buy that for her immediately. Thanks for your time.
For me.
Yeah. He said he wants one for him.
I will buy it. I see your shirt says Cult of Kayfabe. Is this like a website or something you do?
Yeah, wrestling group. There's
a wrestling group on Facebook. Shout them out. How do you find them?
And they have, I think they have podcasts
on Facebook. The Facebook page is cultofkayfabe.com. And,
with a K.
Yeah, with a K and K-O-K. And there's about, 23,000 people on there? So yeah.
We're huge wrestling fans, so we're going to go check it out and join it.
Right now.
Make sure you tell them to add us. All right. And my last question, I think, for you guys was going to be, are you excited for Raw tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think that they're going to close? Give any closure to tonight? Because I feel like a lot of things got left open story-wise.
Yeah.
Y'all think Triple H is going to punish Roman Reigns tomorrow, make him fight like 80 people for spearing Stephanie?
Yeah, they're going to go from there. But I really just hope he starts getting other people to go up against him for the title. And Triple H is a little bit taking a little bit more time behind. But
yeah,
we'll see what happens. Because they got to throw other people at him. I really would have wanted Bray Wyatt to be in there.
Bray.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, Bray Wyatt. We had somebody bring him up. I feel like I was so hyped for him to come out because he wasn't announced for tonight. I was mad I didn't have on my Wyatt Brothers shirt because I fucking love these guys. And then I felt like they did what they always do, which is hype him up and then let somebody stump all over these guys.
Before, it used to be like, you just listen to everything he says, and now it's like, what are you talking about now? You're going to lose. Who are you going to lose to next?
Right. It's like, who cares? Yeah. You're going to lose. It's so bad. They do them so dirty.
Okay, so we're out here with Cult of Kayfabe. Thank you guys for your time.
Right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great night. Get some food.
Yeah, we are.
Word up. All right. Want to grab another lady?
Sure. Hi, excuse me. We're with a podcast, and we're getting fans' reactions to WrestleMania. You guys want to give your thoughts?
Of course.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Alex, and this is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Alex.
Okay, my name is Teak Hall, and this is Mega Ran. We're with Matt Mania. So what did you guys think of WrestleMania tonight?
I think it was a good Mania. I don't think it was the best Mania. It didn't have any, like, classic matches, like 25 or 26 or any older Manias, 19 or whatever. But it was a really good Mania, considering how many injuries and how many changes have gone in the company in the past few months.
I can feel that there are a lot of people injured that they would have had wrestling tonight. What were your thoughts on it?
You know, I thought that it was a really good Mania. I'm pretty new to wrestling. I mean, I think the hardest part was the crowd. I feel like the crowd was very tough tonight.
Are you a Roman Reigns fan?
I love Roman.
Are you a Roman Reigns fan?
I am a Roman Reigns fan.
Okay. Anyone but you, Roman?
I used to hate
again, him. Anyone but you.
Wait, you used to hate him? Like, with the Shield?
I never liked the Shield. That was one thing.
What brought you over to his side?
What brought me over to his side is kind of like, I see it as I've always been like critiqued in my life, in high school, in college, etc. People have always put me down. So I kind of relate in that sense, you know.
Of all the crowd and everybody putting me down, acting like he's not good enough.
He's not Shawn Michaels. He's not Chris Jericho. He's not Nakamura. Right. But he goes out there every night. He takes his bumps. He runs the ropes. He puts his body on the line for us. And he's doing what's given to him. You know, it's not like these guys can go out there and shoot promo every night.
That's true.
whatnot. Wow. And, I mean, he's got the look.
Well, he does have the look, but I feel like the mistake is the company's, because he's a company guy and they're giving him the push when he's not ready. They need to work on his mic skills a little bit more. Let him work on these promos behind the scenes so that when he goes out, he's not talking for 5 minutes and the fans are booing him. I feel like what he's talking about, the fans probably feel like it's kind of boring.
I think it's a lack of guys right now. Like, you really think, who's going to replace him? Yeah, like, everybody loves Sami Zayn or whatever. But you put him next to Triple H, and it's like...
No, Sami Zayn's not ready for that yet.
It's not credible.
He's going to be intercontinental.
It's not credible.
Going for that, not world title.
And, you know, you put Nakamura in front of him, and... If you know his history, then it is credible. But for somebody who's never watched the product, they're like, what's this weirdo Japanese
guy? Like
people
who didn't know AJ Styles when he showed up, you know?
But, you know, first match, everybody just... They were like, what the hell? What were we missing?
Right.
But that...
I don't feel like I get that when I watch Roman Reigns. I don't feel like I get what am I missing. I feel like I could be missing this right now.
I think Roman's problem is he needs an expanded set list as well. He's a little bit predictable.
No,
yes, please, talk about these moves. How many Superman punches can you watch in one match?
Really? And I used to tell her, like, I think the Superman punch is kind of ridiculous. I read up about it. It's actually an old-school wrestling move. I read the wiki on it. It's actually supposed to be really traditional. But
yeah, but, I mean, that would be like somebody coming back and doing Hogan's, like, big boot and leg drop.
Yeah.
If they're kicking out of F5, somebody's going to kick out of a leg drop.
That's a real issue. He doesn't have a finisher. And he has so much strength and the look and, like... And
I told him, when I see, like, six people surrounding you and you're just tossing out Superman punches left and right, I'm like, oh, okay, this is boring. I don't care to see that. And it's happened. I saw the League of Nations, like, try to get on the ring. He's like, oh, Superman punch. It's like, okay.
But he actually did, like, one or two reversals tonight. So maybe that...
He did a couple.
Maybe that progression is going in there, especially... especially wrestling top guys. You know, you have to learn. When you're in the ring with those guys... If you don't learn, you're gone. And
I don't know. I feel like he's kind of the chosen one. So even whether he's learning, getting it or not, I feel like he's still going to continue to get the push. And you can't let the inmates run the asylum, like let the fans, just because they boo him, be like, okay, well, let's change the plan because the fans boo. You can't do that.
They're always going
to
be unhappy.
Yeah, people, you can't please everybody. And if he tries to make this business just to please fans, you know, it'll be AJ Styles in every match, probably. That's really what people want.
When you said the chosen one, you brought up a valid point. Star Wars prequels, everyone hates Anakin. No one likes Anakin. He was the chosen one. He becomes Darth Vader. Everybody
That's loves why him. We all want to see Roman Reigns go heel. I want to see him go heel.
How would you feel about a Roman heel turn?
No, I'd love it. I mean, I'd go out there. If it were me, I'd be like, you guys can't do what I do. I'm not the best, but you guys can't do what I do. And Triple H does the same thing that he would do. But the thing is that how can you believe Triple H saying those things when the next night he's on NXT saying all these feel-good, lovey-dovey things and
it is weird.
Hugging people?
I think the reality era has kind of made it tough for these guys. Because we were talking about, I was like, well, what if Stephanie turns on Triple H, you know, like she did maybe back in the day, and because maybe, you know, because he let Roman spear her or something. And he's like, nah, they're on TV together every day, and, you know,
and
because of that.
In real life, so I'm like, because it's blending with real life and entertainment. Yeah, so you couldn't see them break up on TV and then they'd be together in real life. It wouldn't be believable. Let me ask you guys this. What was your high point and low point tonight as far as WrestleMania goes?
I'm not sure about a low point. I feel like the Divas didn't really get a chance to shine because I think it was a kind of a letdown for Charlotte to win. I like Charlotte.
Did you want Sasha Banks to win?
I wanted Becky to win. I like Becky. She's a sweetheart.
But I thought that Sasha Banks was going to win. She had such a huge entrance. I was like, damn, did she already win?
She's so over.
That she was over. Like, they did a poll online, and she was over Daniel Bryan. She was over Sami Zayn. She was over all the internet guys. Yeah, it was like, I forget, it was like WrestleZone or something. They did like a little survey poll, and like 44% voted for Sasha. It was...
That's insane.
What was your high point?
I think a surprising high point was the promo given by Bray Wyatt. I think that he spoke very well. I've never been a big fan of Bray.
Because I was going to ask, you just said that you love Roman Reigns, so you like both?
No. But, I think that
but you're coming over to the side of the buzzards.
He can talk so well.
He can talk all day long.
Man, like a preacher.
They just gotta not let him get squashed after he talks.
That was very sad. And it was weird.
You know he's injured though.
Well, somebody tweeted me and said, "The Rock versus Bray at SummerSlam." What would you think if that happened?
It would go along with what I was saying. Like The Rock can take a little time off movies and wrestle a little bit and get somebody over. I feel like. if The Rock isn't going to be a full-time wrestler and they used him to put Bray Wyatt over, it would be good.
Somebody's got to put him over. It seems like the current guys won't.
They're just putting him down. What was your high point and low point tonight?
My low point, I definitely have to agree with her on Charlotte. But, you know, my low point, and I'm an NXT fan.
Oh, yeah, I love NXT. You got a portable charger, huh?
Yeah. I love NXT.
I'll throw your tray away.
We started watching NXT right about July, and pretty much every guy in there is on top.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced by Baron Corbin. I like big guys. I like guys with long hair, obviously.
Wait, but I'm sorry. I missed something. Did you say Baron Corbin?
Baron Corbin, he said he's not on top.
That was my low point.
Ooh, because I really think Shaq came out and everything. Like, that was amazing.
Shaq came out. It was a good look. I really thought to be in the ring with Shaq.
I really thought they were going to give Mark Henry his
send-off in Texas. Getting a send-off in Texas would have been cool. But they pretend that these battle royals are for the guy to, you know, elevate. I mean, it was Cesaro, and that didn't go anywhere. Big Show, and, you know.
And that's just sad. I think it's so disrespectful how they treat Big Show.
I feel so bad about Big Show. When he came out, I was like, are you supposed to cheer him now, or do you boo him? Like, what's going on with Big Show right now? You don't know. He's turned so much. So, I don't know. But, you know, the older guys, we were saying that, like, maybe this was a passing of the torch, you know, with Mark Henry, Kane, Big Show in that match and all getting eliminated.
These guys are getting old. I mean, they keep on tempting that the Undertaker is going to retire. I feel like he should have retired like 5 matches ago.
Wow. Yeah, it might be time almost.
I should have put him out. Then I felt like Bray Wyatt should have put him out, especially because they were building him up as the new face of fear, like to take out the legend. Like,
yeah. It would have been great.
Your torch, man.
If you let Randy Orton kill the legends, why don't you let Bray, you know, get one of them?
I think it's sad because I think if the Undertaker was going to retire, it should have been Shawn Michaels back in the day, you know?
That's the match
that got him.
That's the first Mania I went to.
She used to say, wrestling is barbaric and wrestling is dumb.
Really? That was the first one I went to.
And I told her, watch this match. Mm. And after she watched 25, she was like, okay.
That was it. You're in.
Like, that convinced me.
Such a great match.
What I'm talking about is, like, they let Brock in the streak. And then what did it get anybody?
There's no point.
Like, when you do stuff like that, like, oh, you're building this streak up for what? To let Brock beat him for nothing?
Especially because he was reading an interview with Brock, and he doesn't even really care about...
He doesn't even care.
No, he doesn't.
It's just the paycheck, and that's just sad, because those guys, that's their life. That's their religion.
They bust their ass and kill themselves for it. But back to your Baron Corbin thing. Were you saying that you're not a Baron Corbin guy?
I'm not a Baron Corbin guy.
Like and I watched Breaking Ground, and he's like the longest NXT guy who had been around forever and was waiting for that call up and just never getting in and watching all of his guys go up. So I thought that was a cool moment for him to have. But do you feel like he just can't? He's not going to cut it in the big leagues?
I don't think so, because NXT will put anything over. NXT will have two guys in a ring doing a simple headlock. And they'll be like, this is awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, it's just a headlock.
Yeah. So they
and if he can't really get over with them, what's he going to do with, you know, this crowd? You know?
Yeah.
Lesnar Rock crowd. You got to have something to...
Yeah, you need something exciting. So what's he missing? What's Baron missing?
I think he's missing promo ability because his promos are a little stiff. Mm. And he's missing that impact. He's the same size as Big Cass, roughly. But when I look at Big Cass, I'm like, damn, that guy is huge.
He's big, you know?
And when I look at Baron Corbin, I'm like...
Baron Corbin even looks bigger on the game on 2K16 than he looks in real life. Like, when he was like, that's Baron Corbin.
And we know games are realistic. You know, I mean, I thought seeing him in the ring, I thought he looked pretty big. But, yeah, he doesn't necessarily fight big. You know what I mean? Like, act like a big guy all the time.
I mean, I think it was really cool because, like, I mean, I'm not a big Baron Corbin fan, but, like, his reaction to winning, he seemed legitimately,
he was really
touched
into it.
By that. Like,
that got me a little bit.
Probably has come up to the WWE from NXT, and, I mean, anybody's going to be excited about that. Definitely. Even like you were saying about, what's his name, Zack Ryder?
Mm-hmm.
Him.
His story was awesome coming up.
He came up, he got injured, had to go back down. Now he's back up again. So to see him win a title, once I heard that story about him, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's legit.
I got a root for him now. You know, I mean, I love Owens. That's my guy. But he doesn't need a belt to fight Sami Zayn anytime, and I'll be okay with that. So, but you're coming around to Owens. You're not an Owens guy?
We are. Like, I didn't like him at first, but...
What won me over whenever he actually showed a lot of compassion for Neville, like, that broke my heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Neville, and he really did. He went out, like, he really showed some compassion.
Like, that really started to win me over, and ever since then, he's just, like, he's toned down the I'm too good for this Seth Owens or Seth Rollins thing.
Nah, yeah.
Because he was kind of playing that card for a while, and I wasn't a big Seth Rollins fan.
Well, you know, I like Owens outside the ring. Like, if you follow him on social media accounts, Twitter and stuff like that, you see, like, he's funny, he's entertaining.
Yeah, I saw the video and, with the six-pack.
Yeah. And when they're writing a story for him, like when that was him running away from people with the title and not wanting to fight, that was turning me off of him. But we have to remember, as fans, somebody writes these stories. I'm sure he wants to be a fighting champion, but they wanted him to be a heel, so they're like, if we make you run from people, then people won't like you.
Well, that was the Seth Rollins issue I had, where he had to cheat to win and be the chicken shit heel every time. And I'm like, let him fight. And he beat Sting absolutely clean in Sting's last match. And I was like, well, okay. You know. So that was so sad. So sad.
So what was your guys' final grade for WrestleMania tonight?
Graded.
Numerical or letter?
Letter.
Letter.
Letter B.
Solid B. I gave it a C only because I felt like there wasn't enough story progression. But maybe Raw will tie that stuff up. But, like, I don't know. Overall. But what's your grade?
I agree with a C. Like, yeah. I feel like, I mean, I've only ever been to one other show, which was a SmackDown, which that was...
Same here.
It was supposed to be a really big deal because The Rock was there, and I was just like, okay.
It was just a Rock concert. Big deal.
It was bad. I was not feeling it. But
SmackDown, there's nothing really big happens usually. It's the B show, so Raw is usually the one to go to. But
are you excited for Raw tomorrow?
Don't know if we're going to get in.
I wasn't talking about going to Raw.
Well, just to see it, you know.
Are you excited? So for Raw, to see if there's any sort of progression, any closure.
Raw after Mania is always big, so we got to have some debuts because you got to start new stories. This is where everything begins again.
Or more superstars.
More women's wrestlers. I don't know what you call them.
Joshi, whatever you want to. Lucharoras, you know.
Right, so who would you like to see? Any females you think are ready to come up?
Asuka.
She just won the title. I don't know if that happens.
I know.
Have her be two champions. Like Jericho. Like when Jericho came in and he took both the belts.
He did take both the belts.
Have her do that.
But Kevin Owens had to relinquish the belt before he came to...
No, he didn't. He came up.
He had it one night.
And then went back and lost. He came up as a champion. And I'm hoping Finn Balor does the same thing. I don't know if it will happen. But I want him to, like, what if he just, like, threw the NXT belt in the trash or something? And just, like, Balor Club, niches, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've been all over the world. This is
nothing. I don't want this crap.
But that would be so sad for Samoa Joe. I mean, that's been
it
so
would be because Joe's been he's been
and
trying
the
to chase
cut
it.
The eye totally ruined
that.
The match.
I heard that ruined the match. I didn't get to watch it yet, but Samoa Joe got an early cut in their match against Finn Balor.
I thought it was so bleeding at first, but now
they
like
had
even,
to keep stopping it to like dry him off.
Oh, really, he was bleeding out like that.
It was really
bad.
Over his eye, like they headbutt.
Like it was like maybe like a lockup, and then they hit him with a headbutt or something.
And ever since then, it's just they were constantly
pulling
him
aside. So they had to keep stop it and dry him up, and ah man,
that was heartbreaking.
It was a shame that had to happen. I saw
that we got into talking about NXT, even where we're supposed to be talking about WrestleMania.
I know.
What did you guys think about the Nakamura?
Sami Zayn match.
Mind blowing. He's amazing.
Fight forever.
Pretty much.
That was
so good.
I'd watch him wrestle a broomstick. Honestly.
We seriously watched the guy wrestle a
dummy. Kota Ibushi at Kaiju Big Battle.
Oh, so that's kind of like the DDT stuff where they got the Undertaker blow-up doll and...
Yeah, he's wrestled blow-up dolls and all that.
The dog wrestles the ladder and...
Oh, so good.
This guy made a... What happened? Didn't you say he got suplexed and like...
He got piledrived by a dummy. And like, it was so good. But anyway, all right, so thank you so much. I don't want to hold you guys up. It's getting chilly. But thank you so much for your thoughts. I hope to see you at Raw because we're trying to get into it as well.
AX Revolution on Twitter. I want to hear the podcast.
AX Revolution?
AX Revolution.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll find you on the Twitters. This show is called Matt Mania. We will tag you in it. Thank you so much.
Media information on it. You guys can follow so that you can find out where to find the Matt Mania because I always retweet it.
And for the record, there's a third person in this group right now. There's a lady who hasn't said anything. So just to test my theory, who's your favorite wrestler?
I'm right now between Triple H and Roman Reigns.
I thought you were going to say Roman Reigns, but you're wearing a Triple H shirt.
I've always been a fangirl of Triple H, so that's the only reason I came here.
Yeah?
So
you weren't too happy about the outcome.
Build-up when it was like Triple H beating the shit out of Roman, Roman
was,
beating the shit out of Triple H.
I was kind
of
rooting for Roman Reigns because I've seen Triple
Roman
H.
Needs it more than Triple H.
Yeah, Triple H is
14th
time already.
14th time.
But guess what? This is his 12th fucking WrestleMania loss.
Really?
Yeah, remember I told you those?
12 losses.
Triple H has lost 12 times at WrestleMania. As big as he is, he always loses at the biggest stage.
Wow.
Well, you know, he did. He tried to, he put Reigns over. Like, this is what he was supposed to do.
That's what he always does. He's a setup guy.
He was supposed to do that.
And it's a credible match. I mean, it looked good. It looked, it wasn't, you know, a five-star match.
It wasn't five-star.
It looked good.
It did. I mean, it was decent.
The roadblock match against Dean Ambrose was better, though.
I agree. That was a great match.
But they fed Dean to Brock tonight. So,
let's not talk about that. That was my disappointing moment of the night.
I told the guys,
I was like, wait, it's over?
I wasn't even in my seat yet. I saw Roman, or not Roman.
I tell him, so you want Roman's on.
You weren't even in your seat yet.
Who are you going to replace him with? Now that Dean, you shit on him with Brock Lesnar, you know?
Well, what I think, or what I'm hoping is that we get a Roman Reigns heel turn, Dean Ambrose feud.
I feel like maybe for next year's Mania.
The biggest baby face. Like, the crowd hates Roman, but they cheer the shit out of Dean Ambrose. They've already played with it when they were, like, the triple threat match when Dean Ambrose acted like he was going to give him the dirty deed. And it's like, oh, yeah, Roman, watch your back. Like, I'm coming for you.
But that's what you've noticed. They haven't had both of them in the ring together.
Well, because
they know
Roman
the difference in the cheers.
Like weeks, you know?
But they know the difference in the cheers and boos. So having them in the ring together is just bad for Roman. I feel like, I don't know if you noticed, but I was watching the big screen. Roman seemed like he was getting kind of affected by the boos tonight. Yes. What do you think?
I mean, I'm sure it was, I mean, he's there for his family. He's there for the people. I mean, I'm sure that hurts him. I mean, not everybody can be John Cena and embrace it. That's tough.
But I feel like it was looking like the heel turn was coming, though, because he was in the ring. He kept looking at the crowd. He was sticking his tongue out. Like, it was almost never believed in me. You know, you didn't want me to be champion. I did it all by myself.
I did it myself.
So, you
know. Screw you guys.
Screw you guys.
It was just so weird because he was so big in WrestleMania last year.
And he actually looked good. I thought he looked good against Brock during that match.
Maybe he's in that program with Jericho. He can learn the heel work from him, expand his repertoire.
That's a good point.
Do you think that if he never lost against Sheamus, that he would be any better right now? Do you think that feud brought him even further down?
I think
he was getting embarrassed by Sheamus.
I think it's a mixed sort because people kind of grew sour on Sheamus. So they were like, yeah, as long as you're beating the crap out of Sheamus, we love you, Roman.
Right, because we hate Sheamus. He sucks, so beat him up. Don't touch anybody else. It's kind of weird. Because, who else can you... All right, who would you like to see? Last question. Who would you like to see Roman feud with for the title next? Like, let's just say main event of the next pay-per-view. What would you like for it to be? Roman versus...
I'd love to see him beat the crap out of Sami Zayn, but that's just me.
Ooh! I don't know if Sami's ready, but...
No, he's definitely not ready.
He's not ready. Wow. Okay, Roman versus...
John Cena.
Putting John Cena back in the title.
Wow. That could easily happen. Cena's always in the title picture. Roman Reigns versus
Samoa Joe.
Woo!
So you're calling up Samoa Joe.
I would love to see that.
Blood. Just
bleed and fight hard. I would love to see that.
Two Samoans just headbutting each other.
But we've been talking about all day that there are talks of this, like, Samoan stable that's supposed to be built with Roman Reigns.
Well, there's rumors.
Samoa Joe and the Usos.
If Roman turns heel, it would be cool to start a heel stable. We're talking about a Samoan stable where he brings up Joe and then he has the Usos.
That would be very interesting since we saw a rumor about Cody Rhodes, Tyler Breeze, and... The Perfect 10? Was that what it was?
Really? Yeah. Another stable rumor.
Twitter with both of them all three of them posing in front of a green screen, and they say it's going to be like pretty perfect and...
Yeah, I heard something about
weird.
That too, but I thought that Dolph was supposed to be a part of it, because I did hear something about that, unless they're swapping him out for somebody else.
Well, I mean, we need more tag teams. I mean,
you need more tag teams,
New Day can't
definitely.
Fight League of Nations forever.
Man, we were talking about it, and they also can't fight, like I said... Who did I say? It's Braun Strowman and Luke Harper are one of the Wyatts.
I don't think they can fight the Wyatts, though.
But they can't fight them because of the size difference. It would just be off. But we don't have enough tag teams in the division
anymore.
Jordan
and Gable, Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, they need to bring them up.
Enzo and Cass need to be up ASAP. I went to a WWE house show, and they were on it. So I was like, come on, it's happening.
And I would watch.
And they were so good at Roadblock.
Against the Wyatts just because Cass is so big and like...
They need the tag teams. They really do.
Big people like The Undertaker and Kane.
Enzo could go with Bray because they're both got...
I think Enzo can go with Bray.
And they're both weird guys. You know, they both kind of got that, you know...
That'll be fun. But if I see New Day and Usos again, I'm going to, like, throw something at the TV. Like, I don't need to see that anymore.
Unbelievable.
But you know what? I was talking to somebody else about that one thing.
Here, by the way.
And they said that... I said... When they were beefing with the Lucha Dragons and the Usos... the New Day actually got bigger than what the WWE thought they were going to, and then they kind of just quietly moved them out of that beef, if anybody noticed. It was like, they were fighting all the time, and then it was like, hey, we're going to put you guys against the League of Nations, and...
Let's move on. Yeah, that's... I think the League of Nations could be amazing. Like, if
when
they were just...
show them being, like, friends, I'm like, oh, they're so cute. I like them. I want to hang out with them.
I want them to all be just menaces and win a bunch of belts.
That's
like, I would love to see that.
They all just look like...
If they all got belts, I would be like, yes, let's do it.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the thing is the American crowds, you know, they're always going to be a little racist.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to see...
But that's why they
But they'll
it.
Always
that's
have
that's
heat. They'll have heat forever.
Because they're heels to make the Americans mad that... These people
that's
from
the oldest wrestling gimmick there is, belts. You know, boo the foreigner, you know,
yeah.
So.
I theorize that if Roman was white, maybe he'd get over more.
Oh, we're Ooh. About to take it there.
We're going to post that on Twitter and see what happens.
If Roman,
know
was,
Roman
white,
was white,
would he get over
would
more?
He get over?
Yes, he did. His name was Bill Goldberg. Oh!
The thing is that if you look at Brock, he's very similar. They can't cut promos. Their moveset is limited. Their booking is messed up.
Hey, but that's something that we talked about Roman. If he had somebody to talk for him, do you think that he would do better? Because Brock does not talk. He has somebody to do the talking for him.
Maybe.
If Roman just came out and beat ass, a la Shield days, man, and had somebody talking for him, would he be more of a powerhouse?
Maybe. I don't know.
Think about it.
Wow, if he was white. Wow. Okay. Anyway, we got to go. Our ride is here, but thank you guys so much. We're like literally the last people standing. All right. Thanks, guys. Hope to see you at Raw. Take care. I'm freezing. All right. This is Mega Ran, Matt Mania. I will tag you in this. Thank you, guys. All right. I'm gone. All right. As we walk into our ride, I'll resume later and get my final thoughts. But overall, man, what a disappointing Mania to me. Like, last year was better. Year before was better. I feel like they were all better. Like, this is just, this one was pretty cheeks to me.
Hey, Mega Ran.
And I was there. Usually being there, like, pipes it and gives it higher ratings for me, but not today. We're about to walk into a dead end.
It kind of shows, though, how what we feel and what the fans feel, though, because we've got a lot of good fan reaction tonight from Mania. Are we getting jaded? Are we becoming too involved in the wrestling scene that
you
we're
know
like
what? That's a good question.
That we're not enjoying it like everyone else is?
I just talked to Lynx Kinetic about that. I said, I think I'm too invested, and so now I'm expecting too much.
Right.
I need to just fall back and enjoy it.
As far as the
Which
Dean
means
Ambrose,
I would have to end my podcast, but that,
as
I don't want to do that.
As far as Dean Ambrose goes, they made us expect a lot of that match, and they didn't deliver.
No, they didn't. They hyped that up for 2 months. Like, that was hyped forever.
That's not us not being
I would have been happy if we got to a two count and the Wyatts broke in and just double disqualified everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would have been okay with that more so than, like, an eight-minute match that never leaves the ring. Like, maybe somebody got hurt, and if they did, then I'm going to have to retract all this and be like, oh, never mind. But...
I mean, they're...
I was disappointed.
Dean Ambrose is built up to be the unbreakable man. And, I mean, he took an F5 on some chairs, and that was the end
of it. Well, he took 13 suplexes, or maybe 15. I don't know.
It was 13, I think.
He took a good amount, and it was over. But I did not expect it to go that fast. Shane McMahon kicked out of a what's that power bomb called?
The Last Ride.
Last Ride and a choke slam on stairs. Come on, now. So Shane's tougher now than Dean Ambrose. I'll believe that.
Overall, I give it a C. I'm agreeing with Meg Rand on that. C. I'm excited.
But you might be right. It might be time to step back a little bit and be a fan and enjoy it and not be such a, you know, analytical ass about it.
Can I hold it while you
walk? All right. I think our ride is here. I do want to try to reach him.
Okay.
So probably should
I just wanted to give my final thoughts on it real quick. I'm going to say I'm going to give a C. I'm looking forward to Raw. I'm hoping that it's going to be some story progression, some new story started, and just some closure on the whole Roman Reigns Triple H situation. Even though Stephanie got speared, I feel like Raw is going to be the end of that. I feel like they're going to set Roman up one more time to fight someone. And hopefully he loses the title again, but maybe they're going to let him live with it for a little bit. I can't think of who I would want him to feud with at this moment because he already feuded with Bray Wyatt, and I want Bray Wyatt to have the title.
So what's the next pay-per-view? I don't even remember, but it's probably going to be a rematch with Triple H. I don't really want to see that.
Okay, he's saying it's going to be a rematch with Triple H. I guess we're going to close on that. Let's hope that Seth Rollins comes back before the pay-per-view, and maybe we get a Roman Reigns Seth Rollins feud, because Seth Rollins is pissed that he never lost and had to just give the belt up. So now he's on. Now he's after Roman Reigns for it.
All right, well, that is the end, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mega Ran, that's Teak Hall. This is Mania Reactions live on the set. We live out here, son, from enemy territory, Cowboys.
Running through Dallas from our world.
Field. And I have to end it this way because I'm an Eagles fan and I'm standing on Dallas Cowboys ground.
Wait, oh no.
I'm going to say E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
All right, peace.
I tell them I'm more ready than I ever been. Locker room saying no F with him. Hook that leg after every pin. High off weed and lots of gin. I'm the bad guy, that's why. I'm kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing. Elbow drop coming from the ceiling like a savage with that madness. Tell Vince McMahon I done had it. I'm patched up like a captain. I'm leading my way on this flagship. Off the top rope with that backflip. I'm agile, you average. I heard your match has been slacking. The fans serve some action. They sent me in to live it up. Vader versus Foley, we live as fuck. You steel chair, I don't care. I won't give this title up.
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready?
Say hello to the muscle buster. Most of you rappers are truffle butter. I press slam ya, then uppercut ya. Nerds to the geeks to the thugs and hustlers. You know the type. I'm over like a top row of teeth on an overbite. And y'all wanna beef, huh? Show you right. You know the outcome like when Hogan fight. Big bootleg drop. Y'all know they hurt fools. Out late, we don't need curfews. Make a lateral and tee call. Two out of three falls. Defend titles on three bird rules. House of hardcore. Came to make way. Crews should make way. We do this a day. Ain't no kayfabe. My rhymes like Scott. I live with chili, yeah, we doing it eight ways. Filthy till it kills me. I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And if you're ready for real, then say it with me. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Linda, Vince, Shane, and Stephanie, and tell DX they can't F with me. Nope. I'm like Big Show with this big flow. I had to tell them I don't even need a referee. Vader with some Foley is the recipe. Mega Ran hit him with a rain flush. Hunter Hurst hit him with a pedigree. John Cena wanna get his brain crushed. Let a match need to get the title belt. Kona Hawaii said recipes crushed. Said I make waves like Michael Phelps. Conan then I see I'm cheaping too much. Fade away feeling like Michael Phelps. Stay shining like I'm Shawn Michaels belt. Tell him go ahead and ring the final bell. I stay rhyming like a diamond to the Michael Mel.
Hey party people, it's Kate Murdoch here, and I want to talk to you about something real fresh, real new that myself and Mega Ran are doing now, and it involves you, the fans. Myself and Mega Ran just launched a Patreon, a monthly way for you all to subscribe to us and what we do. For as little as $1 a month, you'll get free exclusive downloads, a guaranteed song a month, and if you pledge at the $10 level, you'll get a free project a month, whether it be something we do together, whether it's something solo, a side project that I engineer or produce, it's guaranteed exclusive for you Patreon supporters. So, if you really like what we do, then this is the time to get down and join us. We are trying to bring back that Nintendo Fun Club vibe because this is essentially a fan club for the real fans. So check it out, patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. That's patreon.com/bitsandrhymes.